Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Between its release and today's Lake Effect, the new Wonder Woman film has grossed more than $500 million at the box office, billion with a B, worldwide. It's seen as a turning point for DC comic movies, whose audiences have often fallen short of their Marvel Universe competition.
Outside of the success for DC films, Wonder Woman is a massive success for women, both behind, in front of, and watching the screen. Director Patty Jenkins now holds the record for the biggest opening weekend ever for a female-helmed film. In fact, it's the best-reviewed live-action superhero film of all time, according to Rotten Tomatoes, where the film has rated over 90%.
It is clear that a lot of people are fans of Wonder Woman, and that includes Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski and Milwaukee film critic Ryan Jay. He joined Audrey in the studio and said that if we're to examine why this superhero movie is so successful, we should first compare it to previous DC films.
Well, I think we have to look at it specifically in terms of what Wonder Woman has that other DC superhero movies don't have, because Marvel has been doing great as a universe and as a world, and their films have been excellent. And I think when DC tried to catch up and kind of get a piece of the new, you know, the new version of superhero movies. Superhero movies have been around for a while, but there's now they're everything. You know, they're bigger and better than ever before, and it's kind of the it movie of the moment. So DC has not been very popular, and I think it's because of tone and because of humor, and they've just not had the same kind of balance, the same kind of color and brightness that Marvel has, levity, so to speak. So Wonder Woman has come out the gate and has found the most amazing balance in terms of tone and attitude and action, you know, legend, a bit of romance. Like, it's so perfectly balanced as a film. And then that it happens to be under the DC banner, I think it makes it the spectacular standout superhero film.
Right. Do you think that, you know, that it's a bit of a lighter tone, yet it also has a bit of a different take on humanity, because the character of Wonder Woman, Diana Prince, her not necessarily innocent outlook, just her vastly different outlook being on an Amazonian island for all of time until first coming into the human world during World War I. Her perspective is not necessarily naive, but she's wanting to be altruistic and believe in the best of people. But this plainly shows, like, no, people are not inherently good.
Well, let's just go deep right away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Let's go political. I think the reason that Wonder Woman encapsulates all those things that you're talking about is because she's a woman. And it's the exact reason why a female leader, president, prime minister, can be as effective, if not even more so effective, than men. I mean, if we look at certain undeniable differences between men and women, women probably have some qualities that could potentially make them stronger in many ways. Now, I'm a real feminist, obviously, as a gay man, but, like, I think that we look at Wonder Woman, who is empathetic, who is compassionate, and that's an innate part of who she is as a woman. And then she brings that also to her superhero duties and the way that she relates to people and the world. And so even though Wonder Woman is based on a comic book and she's a fictitious character, there's still a lot of truth to who this person is as a woman, as a leader, as a role model. And we've seen it reflected in real-life world leaders like Eleanor Roosevelt or, you know, Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton. And so the ability to be strong, to stand up for justice, to find their voice, but also be empathetic and compassionate and loving and not have that be a weakness, whereas certain men would see that as weak. You know, one of my favorite scenes in the film Wonder Woman, spoiler alert, is when she stands up, you know, to this group of men because they're having a men's only meeting. And she's so flabbergasted that, like, why would a woman not be allowed in the room? And she just finds her, continues to find her way in the room and then finds her voice and says something. And I love how staunchly feminist that moment is, but it's not a feminism that is going to alienate men, because it's coming from a place where we understand Wonder Woman's background as a woman, as a person, as a human being who's never been around men and who just doesn't understand why she wouldn't have access to when her opinion might matter or she might be able to contribute something good. So why shouldn't she be there? But then she finds herself in our world where we have sexism and racism and misogyny and homophobia and all these other problems. And it just – that doesn't jive with her. It just – she doesn't – she can't even recognize it. It just confuses her. And so – she really is a role model. I mean, I think if we all had a bit more of Wonder Woman's attitude of everybody and, you know, the more the merrier and let's share and we're stronger for it, it would heal the world in many ways.
Yes. And on the kind of opposite side of the coin, I also was a huge fan of how she does not blink an eye to kill an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike other superheroes who have sometimes a no-kill rule. She's like, I stand for this and this and this and this is great, but if I need to, I will be the warrior I was trained to be. And on that note of the Amazons,
mm-hmm.
My goal right now is just to work out so I can be cast as an extra, as an Amazon. And for me, and I'm sure tons of other women, just based on the stuff I've read online,
mm-hmm.
just the fact that we're on this Amazonian island for a good part of the first movie and seeing the diversity of women and the fact that they use real-life athletes
mm-hmm.
as these Amazonians was really just even more of a boost for the female audience watching this.
I agree. And you have to become a contortionist, Audrey, if you really want to take this seriously.
That's
because what these women accomplish, these actors, these stunt doubles, these featured action stars in these scenes, the fight scenes were amazing. We've seen how many battle scenes in every movie, whether it's Lord of the Rings or a superhero film, or every movie comes down to a battle. There's a confrontation and there's a war and there's a fight, you know. But I love in Wonder Woman, it was original. We were seeing women on horses with swords that were contortionists, that were swinging around, moving their bodies. I don't know how they even did it. And then when the camera would go over slow motion, and then even regardless of the horses, even Gal Gadot, when she would do her twirly spinning kicks that would go into slow motion when the Wonder Woman theme music would kick in. And it was just almost like you lost your breath because that action, it's unique. We haven't seen anything like that before. It's strong. It's powerful. They're kicking it. They're winning,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Despite old school weaponry.
Yes.
They are winning.
That is thrilling movie making.
Yeah. And I agree that it's a great way to have a strong superhero film despite being placed in World War I with lesser technology compared to, say, the Avengers movies, which
right.
is just so oversaturated with high-tech gear and CGI.
Tony Stark and everything.
Yeah, exactly. And scenes such as No Man's Land, that's a setting that has been depicted many times
mm-hmm.
in movies, especially World War I, World War II movies throughout the years. And that's a scene that the director, Patty Jenkins, really had to fight for because to her it was quintessential,
mm-hmm.
but perhaps not to movie execs. So do you think that the fact that this movie is successful under the eye of Patty Jenkins and the story, that this film can be the shield that, you know, more female directors leap off of?
I think that's the way Hollywood works. It's ridiculous because it shouldn't take this for, you know, all the men who are running Hollywood to wake up and say, wow, women can be strong directors and open a big movie. And it's like, yeah, give anyone with skills, regardless of their gender. You know, why couldn't we have a transgender director who's incredibly successful? I mean, we have the Wachowski sisters now, you know what I mean? So it's like, and they've been very successful directors, but like, it shouldn't matter, but we live in a world where Hollywood exists and is a political business that has historically been run by men. And so that's why we see so many decisions being made the way that they are and what is greenlit and who ends up directing films. And yes, the reality is that this success for Patty can open doors for other women, but it's just ridiculous that this is what it took. I mean, it's just insane to me.
On the note of the women in front of and behind the screen, Gal Gadot's performance, I mean, just made the movie, obviously, and is kind of going to, I assume she's already in the public's eye, but even more so now compared
mm-hmm.
to the few acting spots she's had in the past.
Right. I mean, now it's like people now know her name is the difference, I guess, because they would recognize her from the Fast and Furious movies and even know that she was Wonder Woman in Batman v Superman. But it's like now they know, you know, having one of the biggest openings and this great box office worldwide. And she's going to continue to play this iconic role. She gained 17 pounds of muscle for it, worked out, you know, like a mad person and is really committed. But yeah, her performance was outstanding. So for anyone who thought that she wasn't the best casting, I think, walked away saying, wow, she is great. And she just really encompassed so many strong characteristics in that character. And again, not just like that she was a god, but that she felt and she knew how to work with people and communicate, and that it was is so key.
Her chemistry also with Chris Pine, who plays Captain Steve Trevor, was also, I felt, really good. And obviously, he as an actor had no problem having a somewhat of a role reversal mm-hmm. for your typical superhero movie where you have a female character over here used to support the main superhero, perhaps be a foil.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert, perhaps be the lady in the refrigerator at the
right.
end, where
yeah.
now it is reversed in every aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And this upset a lot of people. I mean, this movie is upsetting a lot of men, of course, which
I don't understand
is expected.
It.
But
I think that's ridiculous. I don't understand that, because it's good storytelling. It's a movie, and it's a character that we've waited our entire lifetime to see come to the big screen and to see done this well. You know, any reason to say anything negative just because gender issues, I think, says something more about the person who's criticizing it than the reality of what we're seeing on screen. But to your point about Chris Pine, yeah, they do have great chemistry. And I think that it must have been very easy for Chris to take on this role, and in just knowing that he's playing a human and he's having chemistry and a romantic subplot with a female actor who is playing a god. So, of course, she's going to be able to do things. I mean, when she would leap and bound, you know, from the ground to the top of a building, it's like, yeah, he can't do that.
Right.
You know,
it's like, I'll follow you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And I think in all the press and the post-production and the fact that the two of them have been candid and open about keeping the focus on the theme of the movie and
mm-hmm.
how both characters really exemplify it also has a great deal to do with its success and the fact that it's drawing people who usually don't see superhero movies
mm-hmm.
to the theaters.
Right. And I just love that people are walking away. First of all, it was a very long time that it took me to find someone that didn't have something nice to say about the movie. Almost everywhere you go, everyone loves this. This is as universally loved as a film as you can get. I mean, there's always going to be a couple of people who aren't pleased. I mean, there are people that didn't like Harry Potter or, you know, The Wizard of Oz. And it's like, that's crazy to me because they're so iconic and universally adored. But even with this, there's always going to be the haters, right? But I think that there are so many different elements to the characters and to the storytelling and to the action and, again, to the perfect balance that we see in this movie, that people are just walking away even saying that Wonder Woman's their favorite superhero. I mean, I always said that ever since I was a little kid, you know what I mean? And so it's exciting getting the movie finally, and as good of a movie as it is. But other people that, like, loved Spider-Man or Superman or Iron Man are now coming out and being like, Wonder Woman's my favorite because she's incredible.
Yeah. And the pacing of the film and everything was just so well tied together. And I'm personally a fan of when superhero movies go back in history.
Mm-hmm.
Like Captain America was my favorite one. It's
mm-hmm.
now topped by Wonder Woman. But
yeah.
they have kind of the same themes and similar altruistic characteristics.
Right.
And the fact that they're back in history and
mm-hmm.
influencing it in that way.
But I love, too, how like the DC Universe is tying everything together among their films, you know, seeing or at least hearing of Bruce Wayne in the Wonder Woman film, seeing that picture in Batman v Superman that becomes a pivotal plot point in Wonder Woman. And that takes us back to history. And we see when that picture was taken and the context of it all and what these relationships are. I think there is so much rich history there and storytelling and gives such great context to Wonder Woman.
Well, certainly let me know when you want to see it again. I've seen it twice.
I'm
waiting for a third time.
I need a number two, so maybe I can join you on that third trip for you.
Yes, and hopefully we won't have to wait 70 years for more female superhero movies to come.
Well, you know, they're saying, I guess Joss Whedon is committed to writing and directing a Supergirl film, and they have not confirmed a Wonder Woman standalone sequel, but Patty Jenkins has speculated that the next one will take place in the U.S., so I can't imagine how they wouldn't. I don't know why people are freaking out about and saying that the Justice League trailer doesn't look good. I mean, she's going to be in that movie. I think it looks cool. But again, people are kind of on the haterade train for DC. And so maybe this will turn the tide a little bit. And if DC continues to use this formula now in their films, I think they struck it.
Film critic Ryan Jay is a nationally syndicated radio host and resident reviewer on Channel 4's The Morning Blend. You can find a link to more of his reviews on WUWM.com.